Chapter 3. African Americans. If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. When I think about this boy, I think about my own kids. President Obama, March 23, 2012. President Obama, often portrayed as reluctant to address racial issues, found his voice as a leader on matters of race at crucial times and used it effectively when the times called for it. He spoke out forcefully against the killing of unarmed men and took concrete actions to investigate police departments and to curtail the transfer of military equipment to municipal police departments. He launched an initiative to help young Black and Latino males and increased funding for historically Black colleges and universities. He inspired record voter turnout among African Americans and increased interest in political participation. It was a signature moment in the presidency of Barack Hussein Obama when he broke into song on June 26, 2015, to comfort the grieving after the fatal shootings of 9 Black people in Charleston, South Carolina. The President of the United States raised a hymn, looking and sounding as comfortable doing so as any pastor in a Black church would on any given Sunday. He chose a beloved standard, Amazing Grace. A repentant British slave trader, turned abolitionist and Anglican minister, wrote the words in 1772. Yet it is a song that resonates with Christians today, both Black and white, and many in the audience took the cue to join in. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. In his remarks, Obama, channeling both our sorrows and our hopes for a better America, said, "For too long we have been blind to the way past injustices continue to shape the present. Perhaps we see that now. Perhaps this tragedy causes us to ask some tough questions." He addressed the need for action to improve the state of race relations. None of us can or should expect a transformation in race relations overnight. Every time something like this happens, somebody says, "We have to have a conversation about race."